Chapter 10. Waking Up. Alice picked up the little Red Queen from the table, and she shook her up and down as hard as she could. The Red Queen was quiet, and she did not try to move. But her face became very small, and her eyes grew bigger, and they became green. Alice kept shaking her, and the Queen became shorter and fatter and softer and rounder until she was a kitten again.
"Oh, I think that I was having a dream," said Alice.
She was holding the little black kitten close to her, and she was talking to it.
"You were in the dream with me, Kitty, in the looking glass world. Did you know that you were there?"
Alice picked up the Red Queen chess piece and she showed it to the kitten. Then she kissed the kitten on the head and she said,
"Look, you were the Red Queen."
Next, she turned to the White Kitten and she said,
"Your mother is still washing you and making you tidy. I understand now. Your hair wasn't tidy in my dream, and you kept losing your shawl. You were the White Queen."
Alice thought for a minute, and then she said to the Black Kitten,
"But who was dreaming the dream? Was it me or the Red King? I'm not sure, Kitty. Which was it, do you think?"
Penguin Readers, Alice Through the Looking Glass, Lewis Carroll, Level 3. Retold by Helen Holwell. Illustrated by John Tenniel. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2024.